Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
It's our Tuesday evening show.
2 weeks in a row, Anne.
Feeling pretty good about this, Gina.
We can do it.
Also, happy anniversary, Gina, to you and your lovely husband. How many years?
36.
Oh, shit.
I was a baby.
36 years.
I know. You wished me happy anniversary. I'm like, how the hell did she know it was my anniversary? So I had to do some sleuthing to see, like, how'd you know? My mom. She posted a lovely picture.
I love a good mother post of her daughter, like, young.
Seriously, Mom, you couldn't have come up with a better picture than that?
I thought it was so cute with you and your permed hair and your husband with a lot of hair.
We both had a lot of hair. And you know what the picture was? We talked about this.
I think it was the year you opened up the cake, the top of the cake.
The frozen cake.
That's what I figured. Because it was in foil. You had it all in just foil.
Just foil, and it was freezer burned.
Of course it was.
And we threw it away.
Oh, you didn't? Did you taste it at all?
Yeah, but it was freezer burned. It was awful.
Why is it, for years, people would just, when you froze something, you just put it in foil, no big deal, no bag over it, no extra protection. Just one layer of foil was supposed to keep for years.
And why in the world would we think something frozen for 1 year would taste good? Everything else expires.
My mother froze everything.
Same here.
For long periods of time.
Same here. A big old freezer. They can't eat everything they freeze.
Oh, God. That's
hilarious.
Funny. So what's going on this week? Wait, can we talk about this Kate Middleton shit?
Yeah. Fill me in, because I listened to a whole podcast today about this photoshopping, and there's 16, I think it was 16 different parts of the photo that where you can identify that it's Photoshop. I looked at each and every fucking one of them, and I could not tell what was Photoshopped.
Also, I look the same in so many photos. I take the same fucking picture. I have the same look, the same smile, the same gaze. How they differentiated her plucking a photo from years ago and popping it into this scenario. Here's the thing that confuses me. We're talking about this one picture in particular that she supposedly posted, Kate Middleton's team or whatever posted, of her with her kids. And she's sitting and they're...
It was a Mother's Day.
Day in UK. Mm-hmm. It looked fine. I thought nothing the matter with it. Who thought about deep diving and finding another picture of her that looked exactly the same and that she must have photoshopped it? Who figured that out? And also, why would they admit to it? Because then they put out a statement...
retracting the photo.
Yeah, saying, sorry, I was messing with Photoshop.
Yeah, Kate Middleton was messing with Photoshop. Okay.
Why even say anything? Why not just let it go? People can have their theories. Her hand looked longer here, and look in this photo. Her second finger is shorter than her first one, and look in this one, it's longer. Oh my God, what is going on? And then they are putting out pictures that she was supposedly in this car, but it's the same picture as her in another car from years ago, and what the fuck is going on? So she supposedly had surgery. She was in the hospital for some abdominal pain. Mm-hmm. The royal family has not addressed it. And that's what people have a problem with. Like, where's Kate? Where is Kate?
Yeah, there's all kinds of rumors that she had colitis and now she has a colostomy bag. And so it's embarrassing. And like,
no, there was a rumor. There was a rumor that she was having a Brazilian butt lift. Come on. It's so lame.
And honestly, I don't care that much about it.
No, but they're making such a big deal about it.
But now it's like snowballed.
Now it's like, what is it?
Yeah,
some people say she really seriously is sick, so they're not addressing it. Well, why not just say something? Why put out a picture that you have deemed fake because you've said that you were messing with Photoshop? I think if they just put that out there and left it, nobody else would have thought anything.
No.
Who cares enough to
deep dive in it?
Well, people do care about the royal family, Gina.
I know, but I don't know. It's such a big story in the U.S. I'm wondering if it's that big in the U.K. or if people are like, well, she's recovering from something. Just leave her alone. Yeah. Who cares?
I mean, if it's something very serious, like, let her be.
No kidding.
It's just odd.
It's weird. It's
very weird. But fascinating at the same time.
Kind of fascinating, but unless something really big comes of it, like, I don't really care.
No.
I just don't. Yeah.
Okay, we figured that out. Now, we both watched the Erica Jane Bet It All on Blonde.
I thought it was pretty good.
I did too.
And it kind of made me like Erica a little more.
Just going to say, it really was like an honest, real, raw part of her life, I felt. I didn't feel like there was any putting on. But they talked about Tom. They talked about how she was when she first started Housewives, how she was very uppity, and they showed her clips. And I thought it was really good.
I did, too.
And I think she's talented. And I felt sorry for Mikey because I saw what Mikey saw. Like, she doesn't have any oomph in her.
Well, even the first performance, I was like, kind of phoning it in.
And I'm not sure what
it was.
She
can't really dance.
Well, she could, though. Like, she
can't
was.
She
could before. When they did the video a couple years ago, she could move. She could dance. I mean, I'm not saying she's a fucking J-Lo or something moving all over, but she can do the back
bends.
She can
do choreography.
Yeah. She was just so stiff.
She was stiff, and maybe she just doesn't feel sexy.
Well, she said that,
yeah,
even though she looks better than ever. But she did say it's not age, because I can still do the moves. It's just a matter of, like, I don't know.
How she feels about
how
herself.
You feel. Yeah. But I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it.
However, I did think, didn't miss much her show. I mean.
You mean by not seeing
not
her
seeing
show?
Not seeing her show, yeah.
Yeah. I think they showed the opening night. I thought it interesting that we know some of the housewives that were there that night, but they didn't show any of them.
No. It was all about Erica.
It was.
Which, good for her.
Good for her.
We watched the Oscars.
Yes.
I don't endorse the 4 p.m. start time. I had no idea, so I missed the first hour, which I was not happy about.
But you only don't endorse it because you missed the first half hour.
Well, who knew it started at 4? Did you?
If you go on to record it, I always record.
Oh,
I cannot sit through a live version of the Oscars.
Yeah, I didn't start recording it, though, until right at like 5 o'clock. And then I'm like, what the hell? It's on already.
Well, the only reason I knew is I went on to tape the early bird. You know, I like to see the arrivals.
Carpet, yeah.
And it was at 3:30. It's always at 3 or 3:30. They have those things start so early on E, and then it jumps over. And then I saw the actual Oscars one starting at 3:30. And I'm like, oh, it's early this year. So
they didn't let us know. They did not inform us in advance.
But it was also nice that it was over by 8 o'clock.
True. Now, I did think this was one of the better Oscars that I've seen in a long time. I don't know if it's because I've seen the movies. I don't know if it's because COVID is over with, but it was elevated a little. I thought it was kind of classy.
I felt that, but I rushed to watch most of the movies. So I was very excited to see everybody. There's some things that fell flat.
They always do.
They always do. Yeah. I like Jimmy Kimmel, though. I think he's
like
a really
good
host. Yep. He's very comfortable.
The John Cena thing I thought was pretty funny.
Oh, my God. His body is so weird.
Yeah, it's
like
too
what? I kept thinking,
muscly.
Does he have a suit on over his body? Because I stared at it for a long time. I was like, what the hell?
He just had like a little diaper. He's huge.
He's huge. Like massive. Do you find him attractive?
No, not
me
at all.
Me neither. Me never did.
Mm-mm. Body aside, but that big of a body
too big of a body
isn't for me. Yeah, he's got a lot of muscle.
He's got a lot of muscle.
But it was good. I'm Just Ken was my favorite. I watched
so
that
good.
Twice. It was so good. Ryan Gosling, I forgot that he was a Disney kid.
I was just going to say, I wonder how many people know or just forgot that he's performed since he was a child.
He's really talented.
His voice is fantastic. And then I love that Emma Stone, here she's front and center from her movie, Poor Things, and she was in La La Land with him.
Right.
So it's like all these crossovers. That's the part I love about the Oscars. It was always a thing in my house. We always watched it. And watching most of the movies, I mean, I always give myself an out. I gave myself, I think, 3 outs this year. There was too many fucking movies.
There were a lot.
But I hit the big ones, so that was good. Big winner, Oppenheimer was huge winner. Poor Things, she won for her role, Emma Stone, which I thought was hilarious. I love that movie. People have opinions about that movie. It's just very interesting.
Well, somebody said today that it's a very weird movie, but it's really good.
That's what I think. It is weird.
I'm going to have to watch
it. It's weird, but it's really good. I also watched American Fiction. Such a great movie.
Yeah, that's on my
list. So funny and really good. And I watched that at home. So it's on, you know, I think I paid $3.99 to rent it.
You paid?
I did. I had to pay $3.99. But I have it for a month. Gina,
a month?
Come on over.
To your house. I don't
come
have to pay
over
the $3.99. I love when they brought back the 5 previous winners for Best Actor
supporting.
And Best Supporting.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah, I loved seeing all the actresses and the actors. Nicolas Cage fucking kills me every time. He's so
weird.
He's such a caricature of himself.
He totally
is. I know. That's what I love about him.
Ben Kingsley. Oh, God. Oh my God. It was so
good.
That
was a great idea.
Very good.
I enjoyed it.
Me
Speaking
too.
Of that, the Melissa Rivers, it's kind of a get that, how I did that, because she used to do the Fashion Police with her mother.
Yes.
She was on Jeff Lewis, and she was talking about her podcast, which I didn't even know she had. She mentioned she had on the producers of the Wendy Williams documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and you were like, oh, let's pop over to that podcast and listen to that.
It was very good. Mm-hmm. I was impressed. She was a very good interviewer. She asked a lot of the questions that we had about what was going on behind the scenes. So I didn't realize that this started about her podcast, like how she was going to go after this podcasting career. And that's kind of what they thought that this documentary was going to be about.
Well, they were also the producers who did the other one that I watched twice.
Where's Wendy?
Where's Wendy?
So or not Where's Wendy? What a mess.
Yeah, what Something. A mess.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be a continuation of that one.
Right. So this was supposed to be about her podcasting and her getting into that. And it took a right turn. And they decided we have to keep filming for her.
For her, to save her.
Because they
To make sure she's okay.
Right. They saw these things that were going on behind the scenes. So the story kind of morphed into something else. But they said that she had very little food in her apartment. They were always worried that she was going to fall down the stairs. She was clearly drinking. And there were times when she couldn't film. And they said, keep rolling.
Few things I didn't know and questions I had about the documentary, she asked them and they didn't know the answers. So one of them was they didn't know about the Alzheimer's.
Dementia.
Dementia diagnosis while they were filming this. That all came out like afterwards. Like they didn't know while filming that the son said took her to the doctor and the doctor said she has onset dementia.
Right. But before that, the producers were saying there was nobody with her. Like she would get put in a car, go to a doctor's appointment. No one would be sitting in the doctor's office with her to get the information. And then she would be sent home. So nobody was advocating for her. No one was giving the family information. It was just she was left on her own. Now, they did say they thought Will was doing a really good job and that he was really cared about her. I don't know about that. I think he did to a degree, but there was also something in it for him.
I think they were being kind. And I think what they were focusing on was the fact that Will got her into treatment. Will talked to the
guardian
and told the guardian she needs to get into treatment. And so Will was there for that to happen. So that's a good thing. With regard to the son, it's interesting because here they spent time, obviously, with him a little bit, but they didn't ask him certain questions. They never asked him about his father or if he was in contact with his father. It's like, why wouldn't you? Or are they just pretending they don't know the answer? Because they said they didn't ask, they don't know about the father. They kind of talked about the money situation with him, you know, Wendy throwing him a big party. And they're like, well, you know, he grew up with this. Like we said, he grew up with all this money. That doesn't seem so out of the question. But somebody raised a flag at the bank. Anybody can do a guardianship. Do you remember there was that movie about that? And it was very creepy. I can't remember who was the actress. It was on Netflix. And these two people would go in and become guardians of these older people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They were in the old people's home.
Yes.
Yes.
And they would take over.
Right.
And these old people had no say. That's what happened to fucking Wendy Williams. Nobody knows who called the guardianship.
Yeah.
And did you know her sister is an attorney?
No, I had no idea. So what's the deal there? Like, why is her sister not stepping in?
They won't let it. She tried. Remember, she was like, let me think about. So they were saying that they just talked to the sister about being a guardian. You know, and she probably was taking her time. Like, I don't know if I want to do this. And then they appointed somebody else.
Yeah. A court ordered guardian that was friends with the judge, apparently.
Yeah. So now she is somewhere. Nobody knows where. She can call her family, but the family can't contact her.
That's weird.
It is strange.
Why are they keeping it so secretive with the family?
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know.
I don't understand that.
They did allude to the fact that not all the family members got along. And remember we said that
the brother
definitely doesn't get along with everybody.
Yeah, I think the brother and the sister may not get along.
Mm-hmm. Well, the brother's an enabler, obviously.
I think so. We can see that. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a good interview, though. So that's Melissa Rivers' podcast. I can't remember. It's like group text or something like that.
Yeah. No, it was good. And I also listened to the MJ's podcast because she was on Jeff Lewis Live talking about, you know, her podcast Till the Dirt with her husband, Tommy. She said she has no regrets about how the Traitors game ended.
I listened also.
She's full of herself.
She will not admit defeat.
And their relationship is so weird. I just wonder how they are in the home.
Oh, I think it's toxic. Tommy says to her when they started talking about the Traitors, he said, "You didn't deserve to win." And she got so pissed. Like, what are you talking about? So they had just watched it the night before. He knew what happened, obviously, from what she said, but he watched it and he's like, "Oh yeah, you didn't deserve to win." And then she said, I got rid of all the Traitors. He goes, "No, you didn't."
She's delusional.
She is. She was there. She happened to be there, but she voted wrong every fucking time. He called her on all that. It was kind of funny.
Well, her defense was that she chose not to betray the faithfuls right. to win the money.
Right. But she said, "We Bravo people are people of integrity." Okay.
Yeah, okay.
MJ, can I go back on your seasons yeah. of Shaws of Sunset? Let's talk about you and Reza and all the other shit you stirred. No.
Not even on the show, off the show too.
Well.
We're talking about integrity. So yep. Tommy just told her you should have followed your instincts and you should have gotten rid of Dan and Kate. You should have voted off Phaedra. And he said CT deserved to win.
He did.
And she said she allowed CT
yes,
to win.
Yes, yes. And like, she was like, "Trishella didn't want to win." So did you see Sandra came out with, she was on a
smokers
podcast.
Club?
Yes. She said there was a smokers club and it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
CT, Trishelle, MJ, who was the other one? Was it Kate?
It was Kate.
The four of them, the smokers club. Then why didn't they, it didn't work out well because why didn't they let MJ in? And MJ didn't like Trishelle.
Yeah, that's weird. I heard Trishelle today on Kate Casey and she's really comes across well.
I know.
I think she's a nice person.
I guess she told MJ the reason she wanted the money is a fertility issue. And mm-hmm. MJ seemed to maybe soften. But listening to MJ on her podcast didn't sound like she's softened.
No, not at all.
No. But to have your husband be like, "You didn't deserve to win. You kind of played like shit." That's so, they have no respect for each other at all.
On a podcast.
On a podcast for everybody to hear.
That was pretty rude.
It's very rude.
But she, I mean, have that conversation off mic. But she needs to be checked because she's
delusional.
Delusional.
She kept saying, "Well, I got to the end." Yeah, you did, but they kind of brought you to the end. See, when you get towards the end, you keep the people who are kind of dumb, who mm-hmm. play the way you think they'll play. CT and Trishelle knew the way you would play at the end.
Right.
And that's how they got you, and that's how they won.
Yep.
Bam.
Bam. So Love is Blind reunion is tomorrow, which
yes.
I can't wait. But have you seen all this stuff about these couples that are hanging out together?
Yeah, I think that's all.
You think it's
for
all
publicity?
Kenneth and Brittany, you think it's just for publicity?
Yeah. Is that the one where he comes out of the bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's lots of rumors about Kenneth.
Yeah,
and we'll see if they come to fruition. I think they're buddies, but we did see, which we talked about, I think, on Friday's show, we see Jimmy and Chelsea hanging out. Maybe
yeah.
probably just friends, though.
I don't know.
The married couple are still together.
AD and Clay, too, were supposedly partying together.
Yeah, they'll party together. But maybe after the show, you know, who knows? There's a lot of emotions when you're filming the show and then you get off and, you know, then all of a sudden you have this bond because you have something to bond about.
Because you've been together for 10 whole days.
Did you see the TikTok of Jeremy's ex-girlfriend?
No.
Oh, so she came out with a lot of accusations about him about having firearms in the house and pulling guns on her and stuff like that.
Well,
yeah.
Can't say that would surprise me too much.
Yeah. And there's records and she goes, she does a whole Risa Tisa thing.
I hope it's not 50 episodes.
No, not 50, but also not as juicy, but still.
Interesting.
Should we pop on over to Potomac?
Yeah, is it over yet? I mean, I keep thinking it's the finale. No, it's
Can
not
it
the
be?
Finale.
Why are they still trying to make Charisse happen? Why is she still so involved in this show? I know she was an original, but still.
I think because she's just outspoken and a shit stirrer. They need a little spice in there.
She is
the
such
show.
A shit stirrer. Bringing Jacqueline to her crab feed and inviting Mia.
But they made up, so they're fine.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, for the most part.
So I didn't realize the guy that was walking them in the house, that was Charisse's son.
I didn't either.
I didn't realize it until I saw his picture.
That picture.
Taped to the wall.
What the fuck is that doing there in the entryway?
Not even in a frame. It's like no, a poster.
I thought it was a poster. First of all, is that him? Because it looks much different in that picture.
Is it like for production? Like if you see this man.
Yes. I think it's who's that man? And she's like, call Charisse.
It's weird. It's good weird. Looking.
A good looking kid. But
do you tape a shirtless picture of your son in your entryway?
No. And what an interesting house she lives in. Is that a townhouse?
I know. I couldn't figure it out either because you have
nothing
to go
on the
upstairs.
Ground floor. It looks like a townhouse. It's connected
it's
to
be
other
a townhouse.
Places.
Yeah.
Well, did you see they had to walk all the way
yeah,
in
yeah,
from
yeah.
Like,
it's a townhouse.
Like the parking lot. Nothing wrong with the townhouse. It's probably
wow,
great.
She came from having a champagne room
that's
to a townhouse.
That's what I thought. And the whole living quarters is upstairs. So what's downstairs? Oh, a garage maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
It's a weird house. But yeah. She just lost it. I mean, she obviously got drunk real fast.
Oh, clearly.
She's got horrible style also. She dresses like she's 22. And she
but not in a good way.
No, she had like her belly showing and no.
There's an age limit.
Not at your
I'm sorry. It's not a popular opinion, but I'm sure you age out of that belly
well,
look.
Yeah, I think so.
Also, in my mind.
Yeah, Giselle brings Grace to college. That was a huge portion of this. It was sweet, but hasn't she been bringing her to college this whole season?
Well, and it was too long.
Very long.
They were
filling time.
They needed something.
Filling space. But when Wendy was getting, who went? Wendy and
Candace.
Got some laser done and... she was asking about the talk show, like, what's going on with the talk show? And she's
God.
It's really hard to find guests because, you know, they all, I'm competing with all the media and they can't do these do not compete clauses. Wendy, who are you fucking competing with? Who in her mind is her competition?
On YouTube. No one.
She's a news channel. And then Candace flaming her like, hey, but you have so many connections. What about like in the college, your academia friends? Who's going to listen to a show on YouTube with your academia friends? Sounds great, Wendy.
It's embarrassing, actually.
It is so
it's
embarrassing.
Really embarrassing.
Nothing's happening with your show, Wendy. Nobody wants to watch it. Nobody wants to even watch you on Housewives anymore.
So why did Nika come wearing that Grand Dame sash?
That was a little too much.
It was too much, right?
Did
she have the crown on, too?
Yeah, all of it.
Karen wasn't even there because Ray is allergic to... crab, apparently.
Sure.
But he's been to crab boils before.
Oh, yeah. But he's
but now
you know,
he's allergic.
He's allergic to Charisse's crab. And so is Karen.
How about Mia talking to Jacqueline? And Mia says that, you know, Gordon's 65. And Jacqueline corrects her and says, he's 72.
She's like, what? Oh, whatever.
65, 72, whatever. 72.
But
Liar.
You know what, though? Jacqueline admitted she knows why she's mad. That
well,
she
yeah,
knows why
was,
Mia's mad. And it was because of what happened. They were younger that we found out Mia was...
left with an ex-boyfriend that ended up assaulting her, raping her. Yeah.
Yeah. And that affected her. And Jacqueline said, I didn't know for a couple of years that happened. But had they not talked about it since? I guess not.
It's so weird, though. It happened
Something's
so
triggering.
Long ago.
Well, I think Mia said she's going to therapy, and I think she's being triggered, and she's trying to figure out what the fuck's going on in her life and why she's feeling this way, and maybe it's back to this.
So what text message did Robin share with a podcaster?
Yeah, that
was... It was explaining what?
It was... Well, it was from Candace, and Candace... I don't know.
Because it wasn't a lot of context there.
No, that was very cryptic. But Candace was pissed. Was it about Candace's husband? Or because that's the whole fight with Candace and Robin was that Robin sort of stood by Giselle when Giselle accused her husband of that weird thing in the room.
Well, I thought it was because Robin held the information about Juan until she went on her podcast and she wasn't being authentic on the show and she...
Right, and she was... And Candace felt like, yeah, you hid that because you were going after my husband with Giselle's story.
Right, right.
But I don't know what the text said. They didn't say, but Charisse certainly was so fucking pissed.
Well, Charisse stirred it up. Charisse
said... She did.
How
come you two are having...
Why aren't you speaking? What's going on there?
And then she couldn't handle it. She really lost her shit. She even had to leave her party and stand outside and be like, come on, come on.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot.
So anyway, I thought this was a finale, but no, we have next week.
No, another.
How many more?
I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what I do like is this Married to Medicine reunion. These parties, these people, these doctors, they've got fucking interesting stories.
Yeah, they do.
Man, there's stuff that happens behind the scenes, on camera, off camera. I'm actually surprised
that they've had Quad out there the whole entire time. And she's so emotional.
That was my main thing. Why is Quad out there this whole time? She had already apologized to Jackie and Simone. First episode of the reunion, she apologized to them. It should have been over with. But then she has the sweet tea stuff.
Man, they were just going at it to the point where Andy just grabbed a brownie and started eating.
It was sweet tea and Heavenly. So we didn't realize, or I didn't realize, that Heavenly brought on sweet tea. It was her who brought her onto the show.
Isn't that interesting?
So, and then she like turned on her.
Yeah, just like Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, and also there was that conversation. Sweet tea was a little tipsy and was sharing with Heavenly some information and concerns she had about Gregory in there. And then fucking Heavenly uses it against her and tells all the ladies. That's bullshit.
Yeah, but Heavenly is one of those women that wants to know about everybody's business but doesn't want to disclose anything about what's going on with her. But apparently Heavenly told Sweet Tea that Damon cheated.
No. She said that she was worried when Mariah, original Married to Medicine, she was the one who first said, you want to see receipts? You want receipts? That was the first time we ever fucking heard that phrase, receipts.
That's right.
And it was about Damon cheating. And so Sweet Tea said that Heavenly admitted to her that she was worried that Mariah actually had receipts.
Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
That she was scared that Mariah had receipts that Damon had cheated. That's why she let it go.
Mariah does have receipts because she's been talking.
Mariah has?
Mariah's been talking, yeah.
New talking? Where'd she come from?
On a live. It was posted on Instagram and she's like, yeah, I have the receipts.
Shit.
So I want to see them because I wouldn't be shocked.
Now, Damon in the back room asked Gregory, do you think I cheated? And Gregory's like, I don't know. And he's like, I have known you for 10 years. Do you think I cheated? Gregory says, I just don't know. I don't want to say. I don't know you that way. Like, I don't know. And then all the other guys are like, it's a yes or no answer. Do you think? And he's like, no. I mean, he was pressured into saying no.
Totally pressured.
And then Damon shakes his hand. It's like, what the fuck? What a weird ass conversation.
That was a little manipulative of Damon.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because what is Gregory supposed to say? You know, like, sorry. Yeah, I think you probably fucking did cheat. I don't know.
I don't know if I...
Things
are a little too flowery with Heavenly and Damon, and she would never admit it.
No.
Because she's got the perfect marriage. Yeah. Her and Dr. Daddy are just fine. But how funny was it that the viewers spotted Infamil baby formula in her kitchen.
How did they see that?
And her excuse was so lame, I couldn't stand it.
It doesn't make sense either, because you can, like, Daddy is allergic to what?
To milk. All milk. He has to have soy milk. Ever heard of Silk?
No, you can't. He's the only one he can have is Infamil? No. A baby milk?
No, that's bullshit.
So what is it for?
One of her sons probably has a kid.
You think so?
I think so.
I mean, that's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. That's what the streets are saying. Yeah. What adult person is going to mix Infamil baby formula?
I think you're absolutely right. She's lying through her teeth.
That has all of the nutrients that a baby needs when they fucking sell soy milk in the grocery store in a carton.
All different brands of soy milk, too.
Exactly.
You don't have to just, if Silk is not your thing, you can have another one.
There's a million kinds of milk now in the grocery store. You don't have to go buy Infamil, and it's so much more expensive.
Daddy needs baby milk.
That's such a bullshit. But nobody questioned her, which this is what irritates me about the reunion.
Why didn't all those ladies just sat there? They fucking know.
They know. They're not going to out her.
No.
But come on. We're not going to out her. God. Yeah, this weird thing with Greg and Phaedra. It's just,
I still don't get it. I don't get it. He was like, yeah, I tried to get with Phaedra, but then she was like, you know, I date guys that pay me this much and make a lot of money. So what about it? And he was like, I can't afford $4,000 every time.
But Phaedra didn't deny it. She didn't. She just kind of shook her head.
And Gregory was like, I tried to get with her. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and your wife is sitting right
there. I know. I shot my shot is what he said.
Ugh, gross. So what Mariah said was that Dr. Damon asked her not to expose the affair. Mm. That's what she said publicly. So I believe it happened. And I also believe there's a baby, grandbaby.
Ooh, what if it's Damon's Dr. Damon's
Don't say it. That'll shatter all of our thoughts about.
There has got to be a baby somewhere. That Infamil is not there for Dr. Damon.
No.
I love that Andy pulls the men aside separate. I love these men separate. I think it's funny. Kemma got grilled for all of his stupid thoughts and language about women, and he denied all of it. He kept saying, it's out of context.
As he should have. But I still don't understand, why is Apollo there?
Well, why? We'll find out. Do you think Phaedra was totally shocked he was there? I couldn't tell. She's got such a poker face.
I know. I couldn't tell either. But the one thing we heard him say was that Phaedra abandoned him.
Mm-hmm. And she kind of shrugged. So I think she knew.
He was in jail. He was running a fraud scheme. Of course I'm going to abandon you.
I think she knew he was coming. She's probably like, yeah, bring him. And then I don't think they're going to blindside Phaedra.
No,
the
I think
reunion.
They're on okay terms.
But everybody else seemed quite shocked.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
One more episode.
Bachelor.
Okay, let's go Bachelor. Well, I just told you before this that I saw a spoiler.
Well, they're kind of all over the place.
I didn't mean to. No, they're not, Gina.
Really?
It just came up on
our feed. Fell in my lap. I don't know.
Well, the site bachelorspoiler.com came up, and I'm like, fuck,
do
all
I
right.
Swipe
let
or
me
don't
just
I?
Swipe. Oh, let me just say I was wrong. That's all.
So they're in Tulum, mm-hmm. Mexico. Mm-hmm. Cute Joey. He's getting a little emotional.
He doesn't know what to do. He's liking all three of these ladies. He is very emotional. He's afraid to open up. He's like afraid because he was so in love with Charity, ready to marry Charity, and she turned him down and it's scarred him. Rightfully so.
Yeah, but that's all he's talking about. So I kind of feel like production may have had something to do with it.
No, but didn't he say he was hurt before? He was in love before that?
Oh,
and
maybe.
And he got burned, somebody cheated. I don't know. Okay, so Joey and Rachel first. I always liked Rachel, but she's emotional. And we saw this last week with her family, and I thought she was just emotional with her family.
Yeah.
But she has a lot going on. She's been cheated on. She's afraid to open up. I mean, her and Joey are like exactly the same that way. But they were jumping off those platforms and she hurt her jaw.
This is like the third or fourth time they've been to that cenote. They need to find another location. We've seen this so many times before.
We have?
Yes, they jump off that same fucking platform
on The Bachelor?
Three. Yes.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I'm like, are you kidding me? Here they go again. But what in the heck did she do to hurt her jaw?
I think she just landed wrong. I mean, that last platform was really high.
And she's a nurse, right?
Landed wrong. Yeah. I mean, nothing was wrong with it. Mm. It wasn't fractured, but ooh, it's like, almost like she had lockjaw for a minute. How did you feel about Susan coming in, talking to her, giving her advice?
It was fine. I actually like Susan.
She gave really good advice. She wasn't trying to be the star of the show. Actually, all of the golden bachelorettes that came on were like that. I was afraid that we would get some of the ones who wanted to be the star. These were all very nice ladies giving pretty good advice. I mean, I like Susan's advice. I think that was great. Like, open up, share with him how you feel. I think she told him she was falling in love.
Yeah, I think it's too late. I don't think he's going to.
Well, yeah.
She's not going to be the top two.
So Joey went out with Kelsey then, the second date. And Leslie came to meet Kelsey, which was kind of hard because Leslie was burned by Gary.
And she doesn't hold back about that.
No, she doesn't. She's like, I just want, almost put your walls up because
I didn't.
So you got to protect yourself. Because you may feel like you're the one and you may not be. It was like, oh, shit. So that kind of gets into Kelsey's head.
Right. And she's kind of spiraling.
She had a really good date with him. They had a great overnight. She was smiling ear to ear. So clearly something happened in that boom boom room. Or not. I don't know. I thought at times Joey seemed disinterested during the date. But I think he was in his head. But then after the overnight, like, fuck, he was all in on Kelsey.
When they were in the kitchen and everything. Yeah, I'm like, that's where I felt it. They just really seem like they click.
That's exactly where I felt that they were clicking. Mm-hmm. Like, the kind of the date, it seemed like his head was all over the place. But then the overnight and away from the cameras, I think that was good. But then he goes to meet Daisy. And Daisy meets with Sandra. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Sandra's kind of a therapist, which was funny.
Poor Sandra, though. She had lipstick all over her teeth. I just wanted to say, stop filming, wipe your teeth off.
They did at some point.
They did at the end. But
Jesus, they were super red on top. Yeah, I know. They did her dirty. Daisy comes off a bit childlike to me.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. A little immature.
Yeah. She loves him. He seems very into Daisy, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, at this moment, he is super into Daisy. They do the overnight. And yeah, I mean, I think it's clearly between Daisy and Kelsey. I think Rachel will be gone.
This is where Daisy kind of got, I thought, oh, she's a little immature. She says to Joey, this morning I was crying to Sandra, that Golden Bachelor lady.
I know, that was funny. That Golden Bachelor lady. You know, Sandra, that Golden Bachelor chick.
But he tells her that he's falling in love with her.
He told Kelsey and he told Daisy the exact same thing, that I've been wanting to say this for a long time, but I'm falling in love with you. Now, Kelsey says that she loves him. Does Daisy say she loves him? Or is she saying
she falling? She said she's falling in love.
Okay, well, Kelsey is full on saying, I love you.
And he said that to her too.
No,
didn't
he said, I'm falling. So falling's okay.
Falling is not in love.
Correct. Big difference, Gina. Big difference.
He was told to say that.
So to be continued. Are we not going to meet Joey's family? Are they not going to come?
No. They showed him in the preview, his mom and dad.
Oh, right. They showed the mom. I wasn't sure if that was the mom, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Couldn't remember what his mom looked like.
So we see next week, The
Bachelor, Women Tell All.
Women Tell All, yeah. Yeah. And it's TBC.
I think that'll be a good one because there was a good amount of drama in the house.
Right.
From what I remember.
And then we have the finale. So I don't know. We'll
Do you
see.
Think Susan should be the Golden Bachelorette? People are saying, I want Susan as the Golden Bachelorette.
But they're already
filming, so it's not her.
No, I wonder if it's going to be one of these women.
They say it's one of the blondes.
Okay, well.
I think it's the pickleball blonde lady.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh.
She wasn't my favorite.
No, not mine either.
I'm not sure it's her.
I think Susan is good in what she's doing. Like, come back, give a little advice. She's got a good personality.
Yeah,
but
she's
very
nice.
I don't really want to see her as a bachelorette.
I don't think she's Golden Bachelorette material. I think there's a certain guy out there for her and they won't be able to find it.
No.
I think they're picker. I mean, if they, again, Gary was who they found. Let's just say that. Gary.
No.
Gary.
All right, we're watching Sister Wives.
We're not. We're watching Seeking Sister Wives.
Seeking Sister Wives.
Because. Just because.
Well, I forgot. It's been a while, so I kind of forgot how good it was. And how fucking crazy it is, too.
That's why it's so good, because it's so crazy.
So, Garrick is such a fucking creeper. He's hard to watch. And Danielle, it's like you want to hit her in the head and go, what the fuck is wrong with you, girl? Run!
She does not want this life, and he does. By the way, last week I called him Derek. How dare I screw up his name?
Garrick.
Because it's even worse. Garrick.
Garrick with the tank top and the cowboy hat. He's so gross.
I'm really pissed off that they involve their children in
this. I was
just
going to say that. So they go to Mexico to meet another Brazilian woman.
Yep.
And they bring their boys with them.
And who, by the way, does not speak English. Neither, the girl last time didn't speak English. Neither does this one. You know why? Because Garrick can't get a girl that speaks fucking English because he's so fucking crazy. Nobody wants to listen to his bullshit.
Why do they make it so difficult for themselves? They could get someone here in the U.S.
Because they can't. That's my point. They can't find anybody. Danielle is like this little puppy pretending that she's on his side. Oh, we want to meet someone. No, you don't, Danielle. Just fucking tell him.
She doesn't want to lose him. What's so good about Garrick that you can't let him go?
I think Garrick.
Money?
Yes. I think Garrick has a little bit of money. I think
he
does well.
Construction
company. I think he does well in his business. But I don't like that they bring the boys and they involve the boys in this situation.
Well, especially now that it's being filmed for a show. It's like, take the kids out of it. I don't know. I don't like it. So, of course, there's a visa issue. And the girl is stuck in Brazil and they're in Mexico. So they're trying to figure out how they're going to get this Brazilian woman to Mexico because the laws have changed with visas. And it's like, don't you iron all this shit out
before?
You should.
But the producer's like, well, we just went on and got the visas immediately. So remember when we traveled to a few countries?
Oh, yeah. You have
and
to
you
go
have
to
get like a visa and you can do it online really quick because sometimes you just don't know. It sounded like that's what these producers did. Maybe from Brazil to Mexico, it is different when you're a Brazilian citizen. But we do see she's there next episode. I thought, oh my God, her and her mom fucking got on that plane and they're just having a vacation in Mexico off Garrick.
I wish.
He paid for it, so why not?
Yeah, it's so weird. So then the Davis family is this family in Colorado, and Danielle, the newest sister wife, moved out.
She's been there 2 years. And the reason she moved out, because they want her to find a mate. So what Nick does, because Nick is so smart, Gina. Oh God, we forget how smart he is.
He reads books, Anne.
Oh, he's so smart. The ladies work. He makes them get married to each other because then he's not on, like they are protected.
Well, no, he's protected. So then he doesn't have to pay them alimony.
Right. But he's pretending they're protected from, you know, anything with. So the two women get married. So he's not married to any of them. So then he brings in Danielle and he wants Danielle to find a lady to marry. And Danielle's not into it. Also, remember, Danielle's very young.
She's like 20 something. Two or something. But so she's got to go recruit.
Yeah. They want her to go date someone. It's like, fuck you. And the other wives are like, yeah, I hope she does it. It's part of what we were talking about, growing our family. She's like, fuck no, I'm out. She moves out before filming starts the second episode. And they're all distraught sitting on the couch. And he's like, I just don't know what to do.
Now that other one.
Yeah. Which one? The second one that had the baby?
The one that had the baby. Yeah. She, yeah. So the other one.
The first one.
The first one. She looked totally different.
She did. No.
Maybe she just dyed her hair blonde.
No, that's the second one.
No, they both are blonde now.
Oh, they are? Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. The one that came home from work.
Yes.
Because Nick, now this is the other thing. Nick stays home. He's a stay-at-home dad, and he takes his job very seriously, Anne.
As he should. As he should.
Which is why he wears a dress shirt, a tie, and cufflinks when he's caring for his child.
And I believe a necklace or brooch.
It's a medallion of some sort.
A medallion, yes. It's a serious job. And I take my job seriously.
So I'm going to dress for the part.
What a joke. What a joker.
If you took your job seriously, you would dress like a dad who's down and dirty with their kids and taking care of them, not in a fucking dress shirt and tie. That means you're really not taking good care of your kid.
I have to admit, though, when the mom came home, the mother of the child,
the baby wanted him. I know.
I'm like, damn it.
This is all such bullshit. It's hilarious. The people that these women are buying into it, or are they? I don't know.
So there's two new families that we meet. One, and there's going to be a third the next episode. One is Shane and Ashley, who are married. Ashley is bi. So she
and wants, pregnant, right?
I don't think she's pregnant.
I think she's pregnant.
I don't. They haven't mentioned that, Gina.
Oh, I take it back.
I'm not.
I thought she was wearing a maternity dress.
Oh, I will say, though, that there was a moment she was sitting in the car and I was like, oh, is she pregnant? Because she's tiny.
Right. And when they walked into the restaurant, I swear she looked she was wearing maternity dress.
I don't know if she is, but okay. We shall see. But she is dating this girl, Grace, and Grace didn't want to meet Shane. Grace just wants to date Ashley. Ashley is a psychiatrist.
Well, wait, a psychiatrist?
Yeah. She's a psychiatrist.
She was their wedding makeup artist.
No. Ashley's the wife. Grace was the waiting.
Yeah. Okay.
So
Grace was the makeup artist
at their wedding, but she's also a spiritual coach, healer for entrepreneurs. She channels. She's fucking wacko.
She's a wacko. I could not get past the eyebrows. I thought, lady, you're a makeup artist.
I know.
Why are your eyebrows red when your hair is dark brown and they're very faint?
Yeah, she's a mess. And Shane, I don't know. Shane's just like
a goofy guy.
But he sussed her out immediately. He's like, I'm not buying it. And it was kind of great. He tells his wife, Ashley, not going to work.
Well, and Ashley didn't say anything. Grace was talking and talking and talking. They've been seeing each other for like 4 months.
Yeah. dating.
But never met Shane.
No. She didn't want to meet Shane. And she pretended like, no, I was okay meeting you. No, you weren't.
She had an attitude.
Total attitude and not like qualified in any way to be doing what she's doing.
She qualified herself.
And then the Saluddin family is a Muslim husband and wife who are taking on a new wife. But we haven't seen any of their stuff yet.
Not yet. To come.
More to come. So it's worth the, I think it's worth the watch.
It's a little cray cray. It made me forget how much I hate these people.
It's such a great show to watch to hate. It brings me back. There's always that show that's so dirty, but fun to watch.
It's dirty?
Kind of like the lockup ones that we used to watch, Dating Lockup, but those got too fake. This is real. This stuff is real.
It makes me mad. It makes me mad because these women, I just want to go, what the fuck? What are you doing? Why? Don't you see what's happening here, you idiot?
Hey, before we leave, did you see Mauricio's show?
Yes. And I can't even speak.
You're verklempt again.
Apparently, he is spilling the tea. So why is this happening?
He's talking about what happened with him and Hilton,
Rick Hilton. Hilton,
what happened in the real estate business and all that. And then Paris comes out saying, this is bullshit. My father is a man among men and he's a gentleman and he would never do this nor talk about it publicly. Yeah, we know. The Hiltons don't talk about anything. They talk about other people. They don't talk about themselves, nor do they talk within the family. Paris, we know this.
Yeah, that for sure. Yeah. But now we kind of see the backstory. So Kathy and Rick hate Mauricio.
Yes.
And now...
And Mauricio is telling us why.
Right. But now Kathy is team Kyle.
Of course.
Because Mauricio has been kicked to the curb.
Sure. Of course. This is
so
amazing.
So are we going to find out tomorrow on episode 3 of the reunion if Morgan and Kyle are dating or together?
I say... What do you say?
I kind of say no, just because there's been so much lead up to that's it. They want us to think that that's what's going to happen.
Sometimes I feel like I'm totally wrong. So if you're saying, you're usually right. So you've been saying yes this whole time that they're going to. And I've been saying no. Now I'm switching and thinking maybe they are.
But Kyle does say in the reunion that when Andy asked her about kissing Morgan and she said, I was curious. I'm not curious. I mean...
I'll wipe your tears, but that's about it. Sorry, Gina.
I'm not that curious.
I know people think when I say partners that you're my partner. We could be partners, but we're not.
We could be, but we're not.
We
right.
could be. It's going to be an interesting
week. We love partners, by the way. They're just not us.
That's right. Yes. We love our partners. It's just not me and you.
Right.
Have we made this more confusing? By the way, let's end on happy anniversary, Gina, to you and your husband, Troy. We'll see you. We'll talk to you in a few days.
Yeah, one more coming this week. One more coming this week.
Blowing your mind.
Follow us on Instagram and
leave
write
us
a review.
Purchase some Leonor Grail. Using our code DWD20 discount, go to MG Experience if you want to go see Vicky Gumvelson
in Las
Vegas.
Yeah,
check out their site anyway. They have a lot of great deals going on in Vegas. That's it. Bye.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.